When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The New York Giants preseason is finally over, and thank goodness, because not because I don't like the preseason. I actually love preseason football. I get a chance to see a bunch of talents that I haven't seen before. I get a chance to look at what the back end of a roster is going to look like and what talent we should be looking at for the future. But we didn't get to see a lot of a team that really needed to show and solidify who they're going to be and what their identity is going to be on offense and defense throughout the year. So it was kind of a wash. However, it is time to break it down to the final roster, and we'll do so right here, right now. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you were joining me. If you're watching on New York Giants on SI, the YouTube channel, thank you as always. We appreciate the likes. We appreciate the subscribes. Yes, we're still trying to get to 2,000 subscribers before the first week. However, if we don't, we're still coming. Make sure you're checking this out. Make sure you're checking out the Bit Blue Breakdown with Paul Dottino and all the great work he does over there. And then going over to the New York Giants on SI website and see all of the things that we write and produce and talk about with that comes about the New York Giants. It's your one-stop shop for anything New York Giants news, information, and everything else beyond. We really do try to make sure that you are covered on all bases when it comes to the New York Giants, a team that you love and a team that I love to cover, right? So without further ado, we are past the preseason, and these things are going to happen fast and furious because the 53-man roster that you see announced will likely not be the 53-man roster that makes it to week one, because when everybody else cuts down, there are going to be talents out there that other teams, probably this team, are going to want to explore. But what I want to do is give you my predictions on what this 53-man roster will look like, what you can expect, and more importantly, like what this means for the team going forward into week number one. First, I think it's important to let all of you know that this is how I would construct this team. This is not my prediction for what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do because I don't know how they feel about some of these people. I don't know the financial ramifications of keeping some of these people. The only thing that I know is if I was putting the football team on the field, this is how I would do it. Also, I want to talk to you about roster construction because there's 53 men on the roster. There are three positions that have to go to special teamers and special teamers only. That's your long snapper, Casey Kreider. That's your punter, Jamie Gillen, and your kicker, Graham Gano. So that means we're already down to 50, right? That means we're already down to 50. I like to try to keep it even. I want to have 25 on each side, offensive and defensive. How do I put this together? The number one thing that I do not do is keep two quarterbacks. So I'm sorry, Tommy DeVito, but you're going to get cut. And if you think that you're so good that you can just roll into another situation and get a job, by all means, go right ahead. Because I was looking at the game yesterday, and in my mind, I was saying, if Adrian Martinez gets cut, I 100% try to pick him up, right? So as of right now, I'm keeping Daniel Jones, obviously, because that's my QB1. And I'm keeping Drew Lock because I paid him money and some of it's guaranteed. And I don't need to just lose that. But I'm not necessarily willing to just keep him, you know, come what may. If I believe there's another backup out there that gives me better value, I will look into possibly bringing that guy in and cutting Drew Lock, because there was nothing about Drew Lock's first preseason game that gave me confidence that he's going to be a man if I need to do something other than Daniel Jones. I do, however, believe that he's going to be better than what Tommy DeVito was ultimately. Just a bad preseason for Tommy DeVito. We don't have to sugarcoat it. It wasn't good. And even in some of the plays that he made, they weren't down the field plays. They were short drop-off, dump-off passes that other people made into something. So just not good from Tommy DeVito, right? Story great. Production, not so great. You know, so there's two more. So now we're down to 48. I'm going to go through the offensive side all together. After quarterback, I'm going running back, and I've decided I want to keep four running backs. So I'm going to keep all four of my running backs, Singletary, Gray, Tyrone, Tracy, and Dante Miller, Turbo Miller, on the roster. I just think all four of them are going to be needed. Some will be needed on special teams. A guy like Dante Miller, a guy like Tracy Gray, they need to be able to give me something on special teams as well. They can't just sit back and do nothing else. So I'm looking at Singletary as the only back that has running back and only running back responsibilities. The other three guys, Gray, Tracy, and Dante Miller, all have to give me something on special teams. With wide receiver, it became interesting, right? Because there's a lot of names and a lot of talent, in my opinion, right? But there are not a lot of spots. I am going to keep eight wide receivers. I'm going to keep eight wide receivers. And I'm keeping eight wide receivers because technically two of them are most likely going to be strictly special teamers. That's Gunnar Olszanski and that's Gunnar Olszanski and Isaiah McKenzie. I'm going to keep both of those guys. Now, that unfortunately means that there are going to be some guys that get cut that I believe can help me. And I do believe that Isaiah Hodgins is going to be one of those cuts. Not because I don't think he can help us, not because I don't think he's good, but just because I need guys who are going to give me more as a special teamer. And I think Miles Boykin has the opportunity to be one of the best special teamers in the game. And so Miles Boykin's going to get one of those positions because of his ability in special teams. The other guy is a guy who I think has versatility to play a lot of positions and because of that has value, and that's the old man, Allen Robinson. Right? So if I've got Allen Robinson and Miles Boykin and I keep Isaiah McKenzie and I keep Gunnar Olszanski, that doesn't leave a lot of room for other people. So Allen Robinson is my only guy that I'm looking at as the backup who may not have special teams. And I say may not have special teams responsibility. Because obviously my top four guys are going to be Malik Nabers and Darius Slayton starting. Wandell Robinson as my slot wide receiver number three. And Jalin Hyatt as my four wide receiver number four. Right? Also as a guy who comes in and spells Slayton and or Nabers on the outside. Now, again, that means that I'm hoping that Ayira Santi and John Giles are there for me to store, and maybe even Isaiah, you know, and maybe even Isaiah Hodgins, although I don't know how that works, like if he can be on the practice squad. I always forget if there's still the age designation, but I'm trying to stuff those guys away because I feel like Asante, even with the fumble that he had in yesterday's preseason game, showed he has that vision and that explosiveness as a special teamer, and he's a kind of – he kind of has some Wandell-esque attributes to him. He's just not where Allen Robinson is right now, right? So I'm going to hope I can put those guys and stuff those guys away on the practice squad, but there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. But these are the hard decisions that have to be made. So Nabers, Slayton, Robinson, Hyatt as my essential starting four. Then Boykin as my big body X, but also as one of my special teams aces. McKenzie as a slot move around guy like a Wandell Robinson, but also a special teams person. And Gunnar Olszanski. Now, if you switched out Isaiah's, I wouldn't be mad at you if you said, hey, I'm only keeping Isaiah McKenzie or Gunnar Olszanski, right? Then, okay, keep Gunnar Olszanski. Keep Isaiah Hodgins. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But that's, to me, the Isaiahs are the flip, right? The Isaiahs are the flip. Unless you think Isaiah McKenzie has done enough to beat out Gunnar Olszanski, and if you think so, then Gunnar Olszanski goes out and Isaiah Hodgins stays in. But that's, again, the Isaiahs are the swivel point. So then that brings me to the tight end. I think you have to keep three tight ends, right? I don't see Jacob Johnson making this roster as a fullback tight end. I think he'll be stored on the international player roster spot that they have, right? So he doesn't count against the practice squad, but then he also doesn't count against the regular roster. He'll be on that place, and then he'll probably get activated in a situation if they need a fullback. But I really do think that's something Daniel Bellinger and Theo Johnson are going to have to be able to do, right? Because I think they'll keep Bellinger. I think they'll keep Theo Johnson because they drafted him. And then I think Chris Manhertz takes the mantle as the blocking tight end, right? Bellinger as the tight end or the receiving, the number two tight end, the H-back, and then Theo Johnson as the second inline tight end, but also the third kind of flex end. If that makes sense. So I think Bellinger will be your starter. Manhertz will be the guy in obvious run situations. Theo Johnson will probably be there if you go with a three tight end set in some type of manner, or if he's spelling Daniel Bellinger. But I think they keep three tight ends because I don't see the special teams value in Cager, or maybe even in Jack Stahl, like I do in those wide receivers that I was willing to keep. I think they're more athletic. They're more versatile. They move around. All of those things are going to be better for special teams going forward. That brings me to the offensive line. And again, I have to preface this off of this is what I will do, what I would do based off of what I've seen just this year. I'm not taking anybody else's anything into consideration, right? As it's currently constituted, Jermaine Illuminor is your starting right tackle because he's had the most, he has the most snaps. He seems to be the most comfortable. He seems to be the most consistent, even though we haven't really seen a lot of Neil or Neil versus first teamers. I was very encouraged by Neil's performance, even though other people still think that he was bad. I don't know what you guys are looking at, and I'm really tired of trying to figure out. Like,
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I really don't know how to like get the point across to you guys about all of the things that go into offensive line play. And I just probably won't keep trying. I'll let you just believe that Neil is bad, right? Okay, it's fine. Illuminor is the right tackle because he is the most ready to play week one. Andrew Thomas is your left tackle, and Joshua Zudu will not be the one backing those guys up. Like, if you're really paying attention, like, Joshua Zudu has not been good at tackle, like, ever. He wasn't good last year. He hasn't been good this year. I've tried to give him all of the grace because, you know, he got brought in to play guard, and then he was moved to tackle, but he just hasn't been good at tackle. So if they're not going to invest in him as a guard, then he may not be able to make this team, right? But I'm going to use Evan Neal as the swing tackle, right? But I'm going to keep 8 offensive linemen. And so because I'm keeping 8 offensive linemen, right, Evan Neal is my swing tackle. You've got John Michael Smith as the center, although he has not played well, and he's dealt with injuries. You've got John Runyon Jr. as your left guard, and you've got Aaron Stinney as your right guard and or Greg Van Roten as your right guard. Now, depending upon who starts, the other person's the backup. Now that's 7 guys. And my 8th guy right now, my 8th guy right now would most likely be Joshua Zudu. But I'm telling you that Joshua Zudu should not play tackle. So I would not be surprised if you see an offensive lineman hit the waiver wire. This is the place I think you'll see him come in. It'll most likely be a tackle position because I think Neil gives you added value that you could kick him in as guard. I don't know if y'all saw him moving people out of the way against the Jets, but it was impressive watching him move bodies out of the way and climb to the second level in the run game. I think he'd be perfect as a guard in a gap scheme. I've said from the very start that I think Neal can be a good tackle, but I think he could be a Pro Bowl to All-Pro caliber guard. But I don't agree with people who just say he's been bad. Like, that's the thing. Don't put words in my mouth. Like, I've never said that he was great. But I'm telling you, he hasn't been bad. Right? He's had bad moments, but he hasn't been bad. John Michael Smith, he's been bad. Sorry. And if I'm keeping it a buck, right now, the best offensive line does not include John Michael Smith in it. It's Van Roten going in at center, and it's Neal going in at guard, and preferably left guard, even though that's where Runyon Jr. likes to play. The idea of Andrew Thomas and Evan Neal as a left tackle, left guard, I've been saying since he was drafted, is really, really sexy to me. It's a sexy combination, if you're asking me, right? So I am not surprised. I'm not surprised by this eight that I have together. And I would not be surprised if when we see the breakdown, the cutdowns, Zudu ends up on the team, then ends up cut for an outside offensive lineman to come in as a backup tackle, and Zudu possibly going back to the practice squad. That's how I have it offensively. 25 guys, again, 2 quarterbacks, 4 running backs, 8 wide receivers, 3 tight ends, 8 offensive linemen. Now over to the defensive side. Now this is interesting because you have to remember how they are, like what they're calling each other. I mean, what they're calling these players in this scheme. In this scheme, it's technically a 3-4 scheme. Technically. Because they have a defensive end, a nose tackle, and a D tackle. But the outside linebacker is essentially the fourth rusher, right? And they call it because the nickel is a starter for this team, right? So here's how I see it playing out. I'm going to keep 6 defensive linemen. I'm going to keep a true 3 deep. I'm going to have Brian Burns, Lawrence, and Nacho Roaches as my starting 3, right? Jordan Riley, a DJ Davidson, and Elijah Chapman are going to be my other 3, right? If I'm keeping 6. Hey, what about Boogie Basham? Well, the problem is that if I'm keeping 9 linebackers, because Azeez Ojulari is considered an outside linebacker, but I think that he'll play more defensive end than he will outside linebacker. So I'm taking that into consideration. Also, I got to take into consideration the guys who are special teamers. And I don't know what the special teams value of Boogie Basham is. Now, I could be wrong about this one. This one I could have completely wrong, because Jordan Riley and DJ Davidson both are kind of nose guys, but I've seen both of them line up as 3 techniques as well. Elijah Chapman is strictly a 3 technique, but I think he's done enough to earn a spot. That means guys like Ryder Anderson not going to make the joint. Timmy Horn got hurt. Casey Rogers, not going to make it. Those guys could be guys that we see end up on the practice squad. But I like Lawrence, Nacho, Burns, Riley, Davidson, and the rookie Chapman to make this team. And shout out to Ovio Akufo as well, who I think might be a candidate to make the practice squad as well. I'm going to take those six defensive linemen so that I can take these eight linebackers. You know, Kayvon, Okereke, Micah McFadden, right? Azeez Ojulari. Those four, to me, are locks. Carter Coughlin is a lock. Why? Because he is really good special teamer. That's the only reason he got re-signed, is because he's a really good special teamer. Right? That's five. I'm keeping eight. Isaiah Simmons is not considered a linebacker on this team. He's considered to be a nickelback on this team. So I'm going to treat him like a nickelback. I'm going to put him in the defensive back group. Right? That means, to me, Deontay Johnson earns a spot on this team as a special teamer and as a backup linebacker for McFadden. That's six. Excuse me. That's six. My apologies. That's six. I've also liked what Darius Mulisau and Darian Beavers have done. I've liked what both of them have brought to the table. Beavers also gives you another bigger body guy. Mulisau, a smaller body guy, kind of a body similar to McFadden. Beavers, a bigger body dude. All of those dudes are going to have to give us something in special teams. That means a guy like Tamon Fox doesn't make the team, even though I think he's had a good, you know, a good training camp, a good preseason. KJ Cloyd, Benton Whitley have had good. It's just too many, right? And that's what it comes down to. It's too many. Okereke, McFadden, Thibodeau, Azeez, Carter Coughlin, Deontay Johnson, Darius Mulisau, and Darian Beavers. Those are my eight linebackers that are making the team. Right? So was it eight or was it nine? Actually, I think it was nine. My apologies. Tamon Fox is the ninth. Tamon Fox is the ninth. Darius Mulisau, Darian Beavers, and Tamon Fox as the ninth. I've liked the explosiveness that Fox has shown. Like I said, it's just not enough for everyone to make it. You're going to keep nine linebackers. Absolutely. Because special teams matter. Right? And these are the guys that are going to be the lifeblood of the special teams. Now, defensive backs, once again, it got tricky because of where they have designated some of these guys to be playing in this new defense. Drew Phillips, I think, has proven that he is going to be an irritant at nickelback, and he's physical enough to hold up. If he's not, guess who's right behind him? Isaiah Simmons. If he's not, guess who's right behind him? Nick McLeod. I'm keeping 10 defensive backs. Simmons is a special teams guy as well. McLeod's going to be a special teams guy. I've got Deontay Banks, right? I've got Deontay Banks on the outside. I've got Cordell Flott for the time being on the outside, but who knows what happens once we see who other people get cut. We might see some other cornerbacks coming in here, right? But my starting five, Phillips, Banks, Cordell Flott, Jason Pinnock, and we are hearing that Tyler Newbin is going to start. But I would start Dane Belton to start the beginning of the year because I think he provides more consistency and professionalism to this point. Tyler Newbin then becomes the guy off the bench to be able to come in and spell either guy. Right? That's how you shape that. So I'm three deep with Phillips, Simmons, and McLeod. McLeod also can play on the outside, right? He can also play on the outside. So I've got Newbin, Simmons, McLeod. That's eight. Darnay Holmes, because of his versatility, not only being able to play in the slot, but also showing that he still play on the outside, right? That's nine. And then my 10th guy will most likely be David Long Jr., who I've seen do some really good things over the past couple preseason games. But it's tough because there's a lot of positions, lots and lots of positions. Hard for everybody to make the team. Hard for everybody to make the team. So back in the front end, David Long, Nick McLeod, Darnay Holmes, Isaiah Simmons, Tyler Newbin. Front five, Drew Phillips, Banks, Belton, Pinnock, and Cordell Flott. I also think that this is a position where you will most likely see them pick up somebody once everyone has gotten down to their 53. They'll reach out and pick up somebody to come in, and maybe you'll see these numbers change, right? I think you would see it. I thought you would see it in the offensive line, and I think you'll see it in the defensive back group. Those are the two places where I think that the 53 that gets announced will most likely not be the 53 that end up week one. We'll all see how it goes together. I'm interested to see how Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and that brain trust puts together this 53-man roster. I'm interested to see what they do with Evan Neal on the offensive line. Make sure that you check out New York Giants on SI this week. I will do an extensive breakdown on Evan Neal. I may do an extensive breakdown on John Michael Smits as well, because both of those guys have been question marks with injury and with play. Not only just this past preseason game, but since they've arrived. So let's check them out and see what they can do. Also check out any of my work as we go through, start looking at the breakdown of how this team will play offensively, some of the go-tos that they'll have, maybe even check out some of my stuff on areas of concern that they still need to get better in. It's all coming over there for your Sports Giants news and information, New York Giants on SI, the website. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel. Make sure that you hit the notification bell so that you'll know anytime there's a new episode of A Giant Issue or an episode of the Big Blue Breakdown with Paul Dottino. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.